WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Lawmakers returned to Richmond today to consider the governor's amendments and vote on his vetoes. Meanwhile, the GOP House leader says Democrats have blocked hearings for the two women who accused the lieutenant governor of sexual assault. And you knew this was coming. You can now get a degree in esports at Shenandoah University in Winchester. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, April the 3rd. Virginia lawmakers are set to return to the state capitol to vote on gas tax hikes, a handheld cell phone ban for drivers, and other vetoes and amendments proposed by Governor Ralph Northam. The one-day session could see the GOP-led General Assembly knock down some of Northam's more noteworthy proposals while failing to overturn his vetoes. The Democratic governor issued 48 amendments and 17 vetoes in response to legislation the General Assembly passed this year. He has been trying to recover since a blackface scandal almost forced him to resign 2 months ago. He's won praise from black lawmakers for focusing his legislative agenda on efforts to address longstanding racial inequities. And one of those proposals is to invest more money into affordable housing. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has more.
Governor Ralph Northam wants to pump an additional $4 million into Virginia's Housing Trust Fund, designed to increase supply of affordable home ownership and rental housing. Laura Gorin at the Commonwealth Institute says that would help minorities the most.
Families of color in Virginia are less likely to own their homes, in part because they are less likely to inherit a home. Almost 3 in 10 black households pay more than they can afford towards housing costs, compared to less than 2 in 10 white households.
But throwing more money at a problem isn't always the best answer, says Jeff Steyer at the Consumer Choice Center.
More crony capitalism that goes to developers who know how to game the system isn't going to bring people out of generational poverty. And that's what I want as an advocate for affordable housing.
Republicans control both chambers in the General Assembly. So the governor's plan to increase money for affordable housing will need some measure of GOP support if it's going to be part of the budget. I'm Michael Pope.
Republicans in the House of Delegates say they tried to broker a deal with Democrats for a bipartisan public hearing for two women accusing Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. Republican Speaker Kirk Cox said Democrats effectively blocked any hearing from taking place. Vanessa Tyson and Meredith Watson leveled their accusations against Fairfax in February. Tyson says Fairfax forced her to perform oral sex in 2004. Watson says Fairfax raped her in 2000. When both were students at Duke University. Their allegations have received new attention after televised interviews this week with CBS News in which they tearfully described their experiences. Both women have said they want to testify in front of the General Assembly. Fairfax, a Democrat, has said his encounters with both women were consensual. He says he took a polygraph test and that determined he's telling the truth. House Democratic Minority Leader Eileen Fillercorn said that Democrats have called on Fairfax to resign and that a law enforcement investigation is the best way to determine what happened. James Madison University is assisting more than 40 students displaced by last week's fire at an apartment complex in Harrisonburg. WHSV-TV reports that JMU launched the Student Financial Emergencies Fund to help with academic supplies, including textbooks. The university is allowing students to borrow computers for the rest of the semester, giving them the opportunity to live on campus, and is also offering short-term loans. As of Monday, the effort had raised more than $17,000. Finally today, esports involve people playing video games in what is perhaps the fastest growing form of entertainment in the world. By 2020, next year, one industry expert predicts that esports will be worth more than the NCAA, which brings us to one of the first degree-granting college programs in esports. It's in Winchester. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports.
Our world is worth fighting for. I can't wait to get started.
Attackers incoming in 30 seconds.
Overwatch is a video game with a complicated story. It features a multicultural cast of superheroes who, guns blazing, battle evil robots. Each character has a backstory and a wardrobe of cool, colorful clothing.
Objective is under attack. Get on it!
Many universities now have varsity teams playing this and other video games, and this fall, Shenandoah University will offer a major in esports management. Business professor Joey Gariziak is writing the curriculum.
The president of the university over the summer was looking for new initiatives, new ideas, kind of take it to the next level, and I half-jokingly put in there esports as a major. And she just looked at me and said, well, why don't we do that? And I said, well, nobody does that, Tracy. She said, well, why not?
Yeah, really? In 2010, esports competitions offered $5.5 million in prize money. 5 years later, the pot had grown to $45 million, creating an industry in need of people who know how to organize live and online tournaments.
You got broadcasters, you've got security, you've got all these personnel working that event, and you got to understand what the setup is like before that event actually happens and how to market that event. So that's how it's similar to other events like you'd see in sports or a concert.
This major seems perfectly natural to grad student Katana Jervis.
Actually, I was named after a video game character in the franchise Mortal Kombat. Esports is growing really big. It's going to be the next million-dollar industry. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm on board with that.
And for others like Kyler Apgar and Morgan Keeler, playing video games is a legitimate sport.
It's competitive. You know, there's strategy to it.
You don't get to compete at this level without putting in hours of structured practice. Really learning how to communicate and work with a team is what puts it up there with all of those other sports.
Yeah, you have to be fit, you know, you have to be eating well, have your mind right, all the typical stuff.
Which is why the major will also encompass science.
Exercise physiology, how nutrition impacts performance, as well as injury rehabilitation, because there are injuries that are happening in esports, and I understand how to get people back to peak performance as quick as possible.
And even for those who don't plan to major in esports, Josiah O'Sullivan and Katana Jervis say it's good preparation for many other fields.
You know, they say that people who play video games make decisions 25% faster than those who don't.
A lot of people think, oh, you're playing video games, they're rotting your mind. But really, there's a lot of thought that goes into playing at a competitive level. It really does work your mind and can prepare you for pretty much any field that you want to go into.
Alumna Renee Segueco, who now works for Apple in Los Angeles, predicts graduates will have an easy time finding work.
The tech industry in general, it just has so many positions. So definitely have an easy time finding a job. I'm so jealous. I wish they had this program when I was in school.
Finally, it appears the people who pay tuition have not complained. Grandparents might sniff at the idea of majoring in esports, but Sean Kelly and Jacob Dana say their parents are in.
You know, they're proud of me for being on the team, and they think it's cool. It's just like having a kid on a football team, but, I mean,
less chance of concussion.
Yeah.
I play with my dad a couple times a week.
3, 2, 1.
Shenandoah says it can accommodate about 36 students in the fall, and already one senior has announced plans to stay an extra year on the Winchester campus to secure a minor in esports. I'm Sandy Houseman.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and hope you enjoy your Wednesday.